Thank you, Sister Eleanor Francis. Now I request Swami Chedananji Maharaj to speak on Holy Mother Sri Sharada Devi. Thank you.
Tam Vaishnavi Shakti Radanta Virya Vishwasya Bijam Paramasi Maya Sanmohitam Devi Samastametat Tvangvai Prasanna Bhubi Mukti Retu From Chunji, the glory of the Divine Mother. O Mother, Thou art the great primal energy, the source of infinite strength. Thou art the siege of the world and illusion divine. Thou hast enchanted the whole universe, O Goddess Supreme, by thy deluding charms, and yet being propitious, thou bestowest salvation upon human beings. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace be to all. My topic on Holy Mother, Sri Sharada Devi. Before I start my topic, I shall say about our sister, Eleanor. I knew her from 1971. And when she was talking about Teresa, I was feeling some nostalgia about Abila. In 1992, I was invited to speak on the contemporary mysticism in Abila and I stayed there 7 days. That is the second largest walled city in the world. My guide took me to the convent where Teresa joined. I saw 2 chairs where Teresa and Saint John the Cross used to sit and exchange their spiritual experiences. Then they showed me on the altar. There is a little boy standing. Teresa asked, who are you? The little boy asked, who are you? Well, I am Teresa of Jesus. Then Teresa asked that little boy, who are you? I am Jesus of Teresa. That was her first vision. I saw her confession booth also. It was amazing that how that one woman influenced such a great spiritual tradition in Christianity. I am very happy to participate this retreat. About Holy Mother. Topic, saint. Is Holy Mother a saint? That is the question. Do you know how do we understand saint? An individual being through spiritual disciplines attains illumination. After God's realization, what will you do? At that time, the heart melts for the good of humanity. And the saints and seers of truth, they come forward to help human beings, those who are in bondage. That is the way I understand saints. Holy Mother is not an individual human being. She is Goddess in human form. She does not have any previous karma. According to our tradition, God does not come alone. He comes with His Shakti. As we find Rama came with Sita, Krishna with Radha, Buddha with Yashodhara, and Ramakrishna with Sharada. These two, Shiva and Shakti, these both work together for the good of humanity. Anyhow, my topic of time is only 40 minutes. I shall speak 876 pages in 40 minutes. This biography I wrote, it took me 7 years. It is an authentic, exhaustive, updated biography of Holy Mother, the wife and the spiritual companion of Sri Ramakrishna, the spiritual phenomenon of this age. She was born in 1853 and passed away in 1920 at the age of 67. She was born in Jairambati, 64 miles northwest from Calcutta. Very remote village, very poor family. But her birth was very interesting and very mystical. Her father was in Calcutta. Her mother was coming from Sihur to Jairambati. On the way, she stopped under a bell tree. A little girl came down from the tree and embraced her and said, "Mother, here I am, here I come." That is the way she was conceived. You see, Christian tradition, you understand the virgin birth, immaculate conception. We find same way Sri Ramakrishna's birth. Sri Ramakrishna's father was in Goya, 300 miles away from Kamarpukur. Sri Ramakrishna's mother was in front of the Shiva temple. A light came from that image and entered her room. That is the way she was conceived. They're not ordinary human beings, they're divine beings. I tell you from the very beginning. Sri Ramakrishna was in Gant. As you remember, he was in Dakshineshwar. He attained illumination. He was in ecstatic mood. News spread that Sri Ramakrishna had become crazy, out of mind, moving around. So his mother brought him to Kamarpukur and arranged his marriage. In our country, there is a saying, if anything does not go right, if anything goes right, just get the marriage, then everything will be all right. So they found a girl below 6 years old. Ramakrishna was 24. It is not a real marriage. It is a kind of betrothal. Then Sri Ramakrishna again returned to Dakshineshwar, started his spiritual journey. He really a person who made adventure in his spiritual life through different paths. He's the unique spiritual personality in the whole world. Anyhow, what happened? Holy Mother became 18. Gossip spread. There is a saying, gossip spreads faster than the gospel. Village, if you read Ann Langer's gossip column, you will understand what is called gossip. Terrible. It makes people's life miserable. Gossip, you know, people will say, oh, she's a bad man's wife. So he was disgusted. She wanted to see by herself. She went with her father. It was 1872 March to Dakshineshwar. Walking 64 miles, on foot, dress, one sari, no blouse, no petticoat, no shoes, no umbrella. Walking barefooted 64 miles through the meadows, infested with robbers. Oof, it is a really, really tough journey. I describe vividly in this book. Then she came to Dakshineshwar, crossing five rivers with her father. High temperature, malaria. Sri Ramakrishna said, "You have come very well." She had two fears in her mind. Do you know what are those fears? First, my husband is mad, moving around naked and crying, "Ma, ma, ma." Second, I will be rejected. A woman can bear many things, but not rejection from the husband. It is terrible, very painful. Because you will have to understand, Sri Ramakrishna took his monastic vows in 1864 from Totapuri, and here is 1872. So she knew that my husband will reject me. You see, Buddha rejected, gave away Yashodhara, Chaitanya gave away Vishnupriya, my husband will reject me. But when she found that Sri Ramakrishna welcomed him with great love and care, arranged her treatment, took care of her. She was relieved. Sri Ramakrishna demonstrated let my wife be here. Still, I can be the great spiritual personality. What he did? He worshipped Holy Mother. This is the Shoreshi Puja in 1872, 5th June. He wanted to demonstrate the motherhood of God. It was a very beautiful section that how somebody asked one of the disciples of Holy Mother, I knew him, who is great, Holy Mother or Sri Ramakrishna? The Swami smiled and said, I do not know, but I can tell you, Sri Ramakrishna worshipped Holy Mother. Married life. They are married 27 years, but 10 years they live together. In their married life, there is no misunderstanding or fight. They demonstrated how to lead an ideal married life. It's generally this woman, they pass through four stages in their life. First, daughter. Second, sister. Third, wife. Fourth, mother. All these women. But not all, I cannot say, sister has no husband. Anyhow, but she's a mother. Let me tell you, she is an ideal daughter, ideal sister, ideal wife, and the ideal mother. She demonstrated what is called ideal married life. I remember I had a friend who used to tease me, hello, holy man, do you know what is called married life? I said, no, no experience. Then she said, listen, holy man, the first year husband speaks, wife listens. The second year wife speaks, husband listens. And the third year both speak and neighbors listen. That is called married life. The Western people can learn from Holy Mother what is called ideal marriage. You see, it is extremely important. There are four stages. If the family life is shaken, the society is shaken. We know what is the pitiable condition of the children of the broken home. Very sad. Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, demonstrated you need a very strong, steady married life. I'm just telling you what we can learn from Holy Mother. Two things we see vividly in Holy Mother's life. How to love and how to serve. Through service you can conquer the hearts of the people. Love and serve. Love. You know, Swami Vivekananda made a remark, love is a triangle. The first angle of the love triangle is love knows no fear. Where there is fear, there cannot be any love. Second, love knows no bargain. I shall give you $1,000,000. Will you love me? You cannot buy love that way. And third, love for love's sake. We can learn from the mother how to love. I remember when I was in Hollywood in early 70s, I used to hear American mantra. Do you know what is American mantra? I love you, I miss you. I love you, I miss you. This is American mantra. Wherever you go, I love you, I miss you. I used to tease people. Then one Canadian girl told me, Swami, add one more. What? I need you. Holy Mother, Sri Ramakrishna passed away in 1886. Holy Mother was 33 years old, alone, no children. No. She went for pilgrimage, came back, went to Kamarpukur. She passed through various ordeals, poverty. Then she moved with her mother. You will have to understand, it is not easy to stay as a young widow in our society. Either you will have to live with joint family or with your children. Very, very difficult. So she moved with her mother and brothers. She was the eldest among her siblings. Then she started slowly her spiritual ministry. 34 years she conducted spiritual ministry after Sri Ramakrishna's passing away. She visited various holy places and she initiated many persons and gave them sannyas. She was very much interested about the Western way of life. It was in 1898, Swami Vivekananda's disciples, Mrs. Olibol, Miss Josephine McLeod, Sister Nivedita, you will hear about her from Swami Tattamayananda. When these Western people came, Holy Mother received them and she did not know English, but human heart has a way to communicate. And her words was translated. And the picture you see, Holy Mother, first three photographs are taken in 1898 November, arranged by Mrs. Olibol and Sister Nivedita and MacLeod. Amazing. The worship pictures which we see are all around are all arranged by the Western people. We are very grateful. Holy Mother heard from them about marriage mantra from them, for better, for worse, for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, till death us do part. Holy Mother said, oh, which is a very dharmic words. Wonderful. She was very much interested to know about the Western life, and she had some disciples, Americans and as well as English. Her spiritual ministry continued nearly 35 years. She had a few, as I said, American and English disciples. She became the mother of all. Sometimes it is not easy to become a guru. Very difficult. Sometimes some people would come and bow down to her and twisted her ankle. What are you doing? Mother, I am leaving so that you may remember me. Sometimes they press her fingers. It is a kind of torture. Mother, so that you may remember me. Oof, what kind of devotion is this? Guru. Actually, Holy Mother acted three roles simultaneously. Mother, Guru, Goddess. As a guru, she removed sin and bad karma of her disciples. She said, I am the mother of the holy and the mother of the wicked. Even the providence has no power to send my children to hell. Holy Mother demonstrated practical Vedanta. Many of you have read Vedanta, studied Vedanta. What is practical Vedanta? You see, the moment you close your eyes, you say, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. And open our eyes, we see Tattvamsi, the word Brahman. So Brahman is serving Brahman. God is serving God. Service. Swamiji demonstrated that thing in the West. I sometimes say one of the best contributions of Vivekananda to the Western world, four yogas, karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga, raja yoga. He did this for the Western people so that you actually know what true religion is. Nobody will be able to cheat you. There are so many gurus now. I remember one of my friends in New York, he used to tease me. I used to say, you know, some people take initiation and go away. Sometimes it hurts. Then Swami smiled and said, you know, why you should not be upset? In this country, people change husband, change wife, change guru. What is wrong? It's possible. Anyhow, the Upanishad says, Deho Devalayo Prakto Sajiva Kevala Shiva. His human body is a tabernacle of God. And God dwells in every human being. And we serve human beings as God. That is practical Vedanta Swamiji taught us. And we've tried to follow. I remember Swami Sarvagatananda went to Haridwar to become a monk. Vivekananda's disciples asked him, do you really want to be a monk? He said, yes. Listen, young man, in the temple, what do? You do worship, you offer food, and you pray. Correct? These are the three things you do in the temple. Or in this hospital, you will have to nurse these patients. Give them diet and medicine. Third, say a few sweet words. If these two things you can reconcile and combine, then you join here. That is practical Vedanta to me. Anyhow, Holy Mother, it is one thing please remember, it is not possible for Sri Ramakrishna to demonstrate how his religious life. Too much samadhi, too much renunciation. It is Sri Ramakrishna who demonstrated this practical Vedanta through Holy Mother. How the contemplative life and active life, how the Martha way and Mary way can be reconciled. That Holy Mother showed. She lived with her family and the devotees, householders. Householders' life is very, very vital. That he demonstrated. If you read her life, you will see that how can maintain the equanimity in the day-to-day life. Look what Krishna says in the Gita. Samattam yoga uchati. Equanimity of the mind is called yoga. Yoga karmasu kushalam. Skill in action is called yoga. How you can maintain your equanimity? That is very, very important in our day-to-day life. Please remember that Holy Mother is not an ordinary woman. She was the Divine Mother. And I had a great privilege to come in contact with several disciples of the Holy Mother. I came to the visiting monastery when I was 14 years old in 1950. And I used to see in Udbodhan, Calcutta Mother's house. Sometimes I used to interview the old Swamis. I asked Swami Ishanananda Maharaj, could you tell me what did you see in Holy Mother? What is speciality? Do you know what he said? Have you seen any human beings who has no desire? Nirbhasana, that is the word he used. Completely desireless. Human beings have desires. All these human beings you see have desires. Only God doesn't have any desire. According to Vedanta, avidya kama karma. Why do you work? Because to fulfill your desire. Why do you have desire? Because you have ignorance. So all these billions of human beings you see are rotating in these three places. That is Vedanta, Shankara's Vedanta. Avidya, kama, karma. Then I asked another Swami, could you tell me what did you learn, what did you see in Holy Mother? Nirobhiman, egoless. Human beings have ego, but Mother did not have any ego. God does not have an ego. God does not say, I made this California, I made these things. He never comes and tells us. God does not have ego. Another Swami asked Maharaj, could you tell me, what did you see? Ma kauke mone kosto diye kotha bolte parten na. That Swami told me. Mother never, never, never used any harsh words to anybody. She never hurt anybody in her life. That I saw in Mother. Swami Vishuddhanandaji used to say, I gave a new name to the Holy Mother. Do you know what is that name? Gonji Bhanga Ma. Barrier Breaking Mother. Do you know what does it mean? Here is John's mother, there is Jack's mother. John's mother thinks that John came from my body, I possess my son. Jack's mother thinks Jack came from my body, my son. And when John is sick, Jack's mother doesn't feel much. When Jack is sick, John's mother doesn't feel much. But Holy Mother sees the John, Jack, John Masala, Jack mothers, all these billions of human beings came from my cosmic body. I am the Divine Mother. When our sisters are reciting the Devi Shuktam, did you hear what she was telling? Om Sangamani, she is the Divine Mother. All beings, the whole universe came from her. So she is the mother of all. Another thing Swami Vishuddhanandaji said, the husband and wife relationship. Sri Ramakrishna was seeing Holy Mother, she is my wife. She is my disciple. And she is my Ishta, my chosen Jiji. And Holy Mother was seeing, he is my husband. He is my guru. He is my Ishta, my chosen Jiji. You know, we sometimes say spiritual relationship, spiritual. They're married. Swami Ishanandaji told me another thing. Holy Mother was Kaushambi. Do you know what Kaushambi means? A married woman with unbroken chastity. That is called Kaushambi, according to Chonji. Unbroken chastity. They live together, no physical relationship. Because they have union in the spiritual plane, not in the physical plane. They have perfect mutual love, mutual understanding. Amazing, this relationship. That we shall hear from the mother. My time is almost full. What we can learn from the mother, I wrote in my preface, there's one paragraph I shall read to you. Holy Mother's simple and pure life inspires us. Her majesty and humility overwhelms us. Her love and compassion conquer our hearts. Her struggle and suffering strengthen us to face all ordeals and crises of life. Her contentment and indifference to poverty make us ashamed when we complain and become disgruntled over small things. Her forbearance and acceptance of various ailments encourage us to endure our illness silently. Her grace and forgiveness convey her divinity to us. Her truthfulness and steadiness convince us that we can rely on her. Her common sense and presence of mind show us how to be practical. Her unselfish service and complete self-surrender are models for our own lives. She demonstrated the highest truths of Vedanta in her daily life and harmoniously reconciled the contemplative life and the active life. The mother's divine life is a beacon for lost and weary souls in this world. Her life and her message help the downtrodden and depressed, as well as those who have lost hope in trying to find meaning in life. Innumerable people are receiving peace and bliss, solace and succor from a simple life and practical things. Truly, while Ramakrishna's life was one of condensed spirituality that may be compared to the snow in the Himalayas, Holy Mother's life was one of flowing spirituality, like the water of the Ganges. Melted snow turns to water, but they are the same substance. One is solid, the other is liquid. We cannot see the physical forms of Ramakrishna or Holy Mother, but their lives and teachings are living in the hearts of countless people all over the world. Millions and millions of people in the East and the West now think of and meditate on them daily. Every great religious soul, every great religious personality gives shelter, rest, and peace to all. Referring to those great souls, Yul Mishle wrote in the Bible of Humanity, man must rest, get his breath, refresh himself at the great living wells which keep the freshness of the eternal. The bottom line, three words. First, let me see her prayer, her last message. My child, if you want peace of mind, do not find fault in others. See your own faults. Learn to make the world your own. No one is a stranger, my child. The whole world is your own. That was her last message. And the bottom line, three words. Faith, hope, and love. These are the three words she used to nourish humanity. Think of that. Without faith, without hope, without love, human life is barren, painful. So let us pray to the Mother to bless us and guide us so that we can attain peace and bliss in this life. Thank you very much.